We're talking to our nutritionist, Dr. Dom Kondo from Deakin University and the Richmond Football Club. All right, Dom, we're going to talk about it in terms of not elite athletes now, but just like us.
Tricky knee.
Well, Rox has got the tricky knee. So we're after some of the supplements that will help with inflammation.
Yep, absolutely. So things like fish oil, like omega-3, good quality omega-3, that's used so much in different populations. And Rox, not that I'm saying that you're older population, but it's used heaps in older populations. But like with arthritis and joint trouble, it's really, really, you know, a pretty amazing supplement to use. So omega-3 would be the biggest one to get on and to have that in pretty high doses. And that can be also with glucosamine for joints. So omega-3 and glucosamine for dodgy knees and sore joints, definitely. If you can, I'll throw in a bit of that curcumin from a turmeric.
Yep.
And that's a really good starting point. Those three are some good quality subs to get in.
Now, Dom, we can follow the instructions on good quality supplements as to how much we take, and we need to get on it straight away. That's the point,
that's the key.
Yeah, that's the point. And, you know, if you're on it in the sort of lower doses normally, so you're just getting these good quality supplements in a lot of most days, but you can't get all these nutrients from food. So it's actually really hard to get in the amount of omega-3 that you need for joint health. But you can also prevent some of these things happening. Like if you maintain a healthy diet and then supplement with omega-3, and glucosamine and curcumin, those anti-inflammatories, you can often prevent some of the niggles and the dodgy knees sort of happening in the first place, or prevent the severity of them anyway.
So the other thing is we need to eat high quality food. We don't need to go for the chocolate, the chips and the takeaway.
No.
We need to keep our protein intake up and do some quality eating when we're recovering,
Absolutely. And don't starve yourself. Like I often work with athletes or people that are like, oh, I'm not able to exercise, so I don't want to gain weight. I better not eat anything. But that is the worst thing you can do for a healing sore tendon or bone. So it actually needs a fair bit of energy. So you've got to keep the good energy coming in.
All right. Yep, so we've worked out if we've got a dodgy ankle, knee, hip or a joint. What about if we've got strained muscles? What supplements do we need for those?
Yeah, so again, it is not a whole lot different. Like the biggest one for the muscles, you know, strained muscles is also an inflammatory response. So I'd just go more for the omega-3 and then keeping up the high protein to actually help recover the muscles. So if you're not someone that can get in that regularly, that's when we'd often add like a protein supplement and even a creatine in there, which helps with all sort of resynthesis and energy production. So I'd be doing a good quality protein shake if you can't eat the food, and then your omega-3.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
So it's great for elite athletes and not bad for us old buggers as well.
Absolutely. We can all learn from what elite athletes do. And again, especially it's funny because we always often say, you know, the recommendations for the more elderly population is almost similar to athletes. It's like the high protein, the same supplements, the anti-inflammatories. So, you know, we can all learn from that for general health.
Yeah,
as well.
Sorry, you're breaking up now. You mentioned the elderly population.
Dr. Dom.
Take notes.
Dr. Dom, it's wonderful chatting to you. You are our very own personal nutritionist, but you're also the nutritionist for the Tigers Footy Club and a senior lecturer at Deakin Uni. Thank you so much.
Oh, great to talk to you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dr. Dom. It is the catch-up here at Bay 93.9.